This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
The Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. This is the ultimate capitalist weapon when you use it within the vehicle of health care. This is Christian health sharing and capitalism combined, and it is fantastic. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And on my own morning show, once a week, I get a chance to sit down and talk to one of my favorite people in the world, Dr. Anthony Alessi. And I bring him to you as much as I can when I fill in for Wayne. I think he's just a fantastic individual, a great humanitarian. He's always going down to Haiti to help those folks out, and he's always got such great information. He's a neurologist, and he works with UConn, and I know he's got a big, giant New York Yankee ring on, which I don't hold it against him that he does have that Yankee ring on. But Doc, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Lee.
All right, so I got to start with something kind of neat because you and a couple other doctors have gotten together to put together a national medical records review. Can you tell everybody quickly what that is?
Yeah, you know, we all work for a physician-owned organization, and for the last 22 years, we've been reviewing records, primarily for the state of Connecticut. We do it for insurance companies, employers, and people. They send us people's records to review and give an opinion on. So it struck me that in seeing my patients on a regular basis, so many of them are just bewildered by the system. I mean, the system just gobbles you up. You get a diagnosis, and you don't know, is this a real diagnosis? What should I do next? Am I seeing the right doctor for this problem? And those questions always come up in people's minds, and they don't know what to do next or how to do it. So we decided to take what we've been doing for years for organizations, let's bring it to the individual at something that can be afforded. So an affordable way of looking at records. And we came up with this concept of National Medical Records Review. Basically, here's how it works. You get a diagnosis. You're just not sure. You've got a lot of questions about the diagnosis. Is this a valid diagnosis? Am I seeing the right person? Should I be going to a higher level of care? What's the possibility here? Surgery, non-surgery, regenerative medicine, another great field of medicine. So you get the diagnosis. You call our 800 number. And when you call the number, you're going to get someone on the phone who's going to go over with you what we need from you. What we don't need is money, okay? So this is all free of charge when we start out. So you'll send records by mail. We're not doing electronics, okay, because it's much more secure to actually mail the records right now. So you're going to mail the records to us. Again, we get the records. We have nurses look at it. And we'll get back to you and tell you, can we help you and how much it's going to cost? The cost is based primarily on the volume of records that have to be reviewed and how much we will have to pay a physician to spend time and review that. But it's pretty modestly priced, though we expect it to be very modestly priced. But we'll get back to you with a full report, and the report will go over what has been done so far, what we think the problem is, either supporting or refuting, and giving some suggestions of things you may want to do. For example, if you have a particular diagnosis, say it's like fibromyalgia, okay? We see that diagnosis a lot. We'll be able to tell you if there's someone in your area who specializes in that. Or maybe you are seeing the person who specializes in it, and we'll kind of make you feel better that you're seeing the right person in your area. And we do this throughout the country. So we have that ability. We have board-certified physicians in every specialty on our panel because we've had to do this for everybody else. So we thought, let's try it out. So it's pretty new. There's no other company doing this where it's for an affordable price, where people are we're selling you, listen, it's not going to cost you anything. You're going to call an 800 number, talk to somebody, send us some records, and then we'll get back to you and tell you, listen, this is what it's going to cost, and this is what we'll do. And then you decide, do you want to do it or not?
All right, let me give everybody that number real quick, because I think this is great, Doc. The idea is fantastic. 800-254-8571, 800-254-8571, or they can go online, nationalmedicalreview.com. And with the, you know, the skyrocketing costs of everything in the world of healthcare, this may be a great alternative to a lot of people out there. So, Doc, good stuff. I appreciate you bringing that to everybody's attention tonight.
We're happy to do it. It's about time people did some kind of service or provided some kind of service for the everyday working guy.
All right, so listen, we'll get back to that before we wrap it up again, because I want to remind everybody before we shut it down. But a couple things that we had talked about last time we had John, and one of those was Alzheimer's, Doc. And, you know, people are very scared. I'm scared to get Alzheimer's. It's got to be one of the, I think, one of the scariest things to think about as people get older. How can you sort of fight that, Doc?
Well, it's pretty interesting because you and I talked vaguely when you threw that question at me, and I said, you know, it's basically a lot of your habits and personal habits. And now a study just gets published in the past week from Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, and it was presented at the annual Alzheimer's disease meeting. And basically, they did an extensive study. They looked at 2,700 individuals over a 10-year period, and the average age of these folks was 73. Now, you have to understand the immensity of the problem, okay? There are about 50 million people in the world who have dementia, and we expect that number to triple by 2050. That's 150 million people who will have dementia worldwide. So we need to get on this problem. So when they looked at this, they looked at certain habits, and they gave you a score. The higher the score of 0 to 5, the better off you were, as opposed to a lower score. And what they looked at was diet, especially avoiding red meat in many cases, but increasing the amount of fruits and vegetables. One of the other things they looked at was exercise. Did you exercise at least 150 minutes a week? Biking, walking, swimming, things such as that. Do you smoke? Alcohol consumption. And then engagement in cognitive stimulation. Do you still work for a living? Do you have a hobby? Do you, you know, use your mind? Are you just sitting there doing nothing, or are you working on puzzles and games and things that stimulate you from that standpoint? And again, we're talking about 73-year-old people. And they assign them a score. The interesting part was that people with a score of 4 or 5 were 60% less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease compared to participants with a score of 0 or 1. That's a big difference. That makes a huge difference. We're not talking about taking medication.
Right.
Right? We're not talking about putting anything in your body.
Right.
We're talking about regulating your lifestyle will make the difference. Now, here's the thing that I found surprising is it also affected people who have a genetic predisposition to getting Alzheimer's. So even if you have a family member who has Alzheimer's, we know that that increases your risk for it. If you follow these steps, it will diminish that risk. So, again, there's nothing for you to buy here, okay? But it takes a certain amount of discipline to do that, and this has been proven to work.
How about some of the specifics, though, particulars? I read a lot that, like, the artificial sweeteners have a tendency to cause dementia. There was a report out a couple months ago that Omeprazole for heartburn has effects in that area. How do you fight that, Doc?
You fight that the same way. First of all, you have to look at what the risk is of getting. Now, artificial sweeteners, if you can do without them, do without them.
Right.
I mean, basically, if it's something that's going to, it's like smoking.
Yeah.
From the standpoint that, I mean, not as grievous, but if you can avoid it, avoid it. So there's these avoidance behaviors, but there are medications. I don't know about the study that Omeprazole will cause it. Okay, which you take for GERD. But you know, how big a risk is that as compared to the benefit? We talked in the past that how chemotherapy drugs, some chemotherapy drugs, will cause cognitive deficit. Well, how important is it to take those drugs and kill the cancer? Otherwise, you're going to die. And take the risk of possibly having a cognitive deficit at the end of it. Again, those are risk-benefit questions. But if you can avoid things that are suspected of causing a cognitive impairment, do so.
All right. Dr. Anthony Alessi is a neurologist. He works for the UConn Health Center. He works for the New York Yankees. He has been a big part in bringing relief aid to Haiti. And again, he comes on my show each and every week, and I'm glad to bring him to the national stage here on War Now. Doc, can you stick around for one more segment?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. We've got to take a quick break. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network in War Now. If you want to weigh in, you can call me at 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK, or always email me, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, way down the route. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we're back. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. Dr. Anthony Alessi is with me. We just touched on Alzheimer's, Doc. And real quick, because we only have about 5 minutes, I'd like to get into lung cancer. It killed my mom. It's a terrible thing. So how can you fight lung cancer?
It's a killer. When you use that word, it's very literal. 150,000 people die of lung cancer every year in this country. That's a lot of people. And it's not all related to smoking.
Right.
So as much as we always think smoking, lung cancer, you have a lot of non-smokers who develop lung cancer. And what are the causes? I mean, we've talked about radon in your home, okay? Radon is that excessive exposure. Now, there's a lot of mitigation. If you have over 4 parts per million of radon when you buy a house, you have to get that vented out. So there are a lot of environmental factors. There's climate change. We're polluting the environment. We are, whether we want to believe it or not. And we are. And that is adding to lung cancer. One of the things that always puzzled me was the fact that non-smokers who get lung cancer, in my opinion, always had more devastating disease and worse outcomes. So I went to one of the experts here at the University of Connecticut, Dr. Omar Ibrahim, and he's an expert in lung cancer. That's all he does. And I asked him why. And he said it's because with smokers, you're always doing chest x-rays. You're always in the back of your mind suspecting it. You don't necessarily suspect it in someone who doesn't smoke. So by the time you find it, it's already spread. It's very interesting from that standpoint that we tend to ignore it. Well, I'm a non-smoker, but I think we ignore the environmental factors that can cause lung cancer. One of the ways we really can get out in front of this is now doing CT scans of the chest. Now, used to do a chest x-ray, but now you can do a low radiation dose CT scan and do that, and that will show lung cancer sooner. So in people who are smokers or people who are at risk for lung cancer, you're working in a coal mine, you're exposed to radiation, you can do a low radiation, low exposure CT scan of the chest and look for lung cancer and find it sooner. There are also a lot of new instruments, these bronchoscopy instruments. When I was training, I've been around a while, doing a bronchoscopy was just, you want to gag just thinking of somebody putting a scope down into your lung. But now they do it with these fine cameras. It's really phenomenal that not only can they find the tumor, but they can treat it. They can burn it while they're in there doing the bronchoscope. So there's a lot being done in the field of lung cancer, and we need to do that with that many people dying in this country every year from it.
Have we made any headway in actual curing this disease or slowing it down?
Yeah, lung cancer is going down.
It is.
The numbers are going down.
Yeah, but is it because people are not smoking as much?
Exactly. It's harder to smoke, Lee.
Right. Well, no, but I mean, once you get it, it seems like once you get it and it gets to that certain point, Doc, it's, you know, like almost anything else, I guess that's true of any cancer. It's lethal. But once you get lung cancer, if you get it early enough, are they finding ways to actually fight that?
Well, let's look at probably a prime example is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right?
Right.
Here's a lady who has lung cancer and she's cured. Why?
Right.
Because she broke a rib. I mean, really, they found it by accident.
Amazing.
Early on and were able to treat it. So it's treatable when you find it early.
Right.
And that's the key here. So the biggest factor is going down because it's harder to smoke. You can't smoke in restaurants. People look at you like you're the scourge if you're smoking. So we've cut back.
Yeah.
Now, I think the next question is, does vaping cause it? And we don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're seeing more and more people doing this vaping stuff.
Right.
Okay, so we don't know that, whether that adds to your cancer risk or not. So we always have to be monitoring this.
You got to think it does, right? I mean, taking in something into your lungs, a foreign substance, it's got to be detrimental.
Well, it can't help.
Right.
Well, let's put it that way. But I don't even know what vaping is, to be honest with you, Lee. Do you?
I do. I mean,
all right.
It's synthetic, sort of. They use these devices, and they put different flavored nicotine.
See that.
Yeah, that's it. I
don't know what they're inhaling.
I don't know.
I don't think they do either.
I don't think they do either.
So, I don't know. I don't think we're going to solve that problem.
All right. Well, listen,
not in this call.
We're almost out of time. One more time. Just tell everybody about the National Medical Records Review, if you can, and
sure,
where to go to find more info on that.
Sure. National Medical Records Review. The phone number is 1-800-254-8571. There's no obligation, no charge to talk to somebody at our offices, see if we can help you, provide you with a second opinion.
Right.
Basically, we want to give you a personal second opinion that's tailored to your problem. Not generic. It's not cookie cutter. It's just for you, and we can give you some advice through our staff and our board certified physician to help out.
All right, buddy. Doc, great job. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I'll talk to you down the road. Dr. Anthony Alessi is one of the absolute good ones, so I thank him very much for giving us some time tonight. All right, we got to run. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Canadian man who lost five members of his family in one of the two crashes of a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft is among those testifying today before a House Aviation Subcommittee hearing on the state of aviation safety.
If Boeing's wrongful conduct continues, another plane will dive to the ground, killing me, you, or your children, or your members, or all other members of your family. It is you who must be the leaders in this fight, for aviation safety in the world.
Paul Jaroji with a message for lawmakers.
The House is tabling one Democratic lawmaker's attempts to impeach President Trump. A group of bipartisan lawmakers voted in favor of putting aside articles of impeachment that were introduced by Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was down 116 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root tonight. You've got me tonight and for the first hour of the show tomorrow night. Wayne is doing all kinds of great things out there in Vegas with Candace Owens. So I just reiterate, if you get a chance to go check that out, do it, man. Do it, because I think if I was out there, I'd be sitting in the front row to check that out. Especially there, I guess they're having a battle about immigration, right? A couple of liberals are going to battle them on some of the immigration policies, which I think would be worth the price of admission plus. So anyway, I am in for him. Our number is 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255, which is 833-WAR-TALK. As always, you can email me, LeeElseRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElseRadio@gmail.com. And I do get a lot of emails through this show, and if you want to continue to send some, it'd be great. We got some folks who email me almost during the entire day, which is kind of cool. And I get a chance to talk to some folks from all around the entire country. So all of that going on. One other news pop, which is sad. I don't understand this. Senator Rand Paul, I guess, blocked an attempt to by the Democrats to pass an extension of the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. This is the one that you may have seen. There was a lot of videos that were circulating. I think it was, they just had a hearing on it, and it was pretty emotional, let's put it that way. And I don't know why they wouldn't want to pass this. We just had one of those firefighters die. So, Luis Alvarez died. Who was the guy that gave the passionate speech, Chris? I can't think of his name.
That was
right
John
now.
Stewart.
John Stewart. That's it. All right, yeah, John.
Even when he was giving. Now, here was the one thing, and I'm actually on the air with you right now.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
So the one thing he did when they were, before you testify before any kind of hearing on Capitol Hill, you always have to take the oath and promise to swear the whole truth, nothing truth, and blah 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 blah. And so Alvarez was being helped up by John Stewart at the time,
right?
And that to me was that picture alone spoke a thousand words to me.
Course.
It was like, I'm going to let you go ahead and continue here, but it was just what happened today in the Senate was absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I watched the first time I watched that speech by John Stewart. In fact, I played it on the air. I actually played it on the air probably three times because it was so emotional, and it got such a response from the listeners. And if you get a chance to Google it or YouTube it, you should do it, because he absolutely hits a home run, hits the nail on the head. I don't know where you were during 9/11. I mean, I know where I was. We all know where we were. It's like a Kennedy assassination. It's like landing on the moon. It's one of the pinnacle moments as far as history, and most people know exactly where they were and how they felt and what they did. These guys and gals, they went to this disaster site and they began to clear away this stuff, and they tried to save lives, and they're dying because of it. And they're dying, at a ridiculous rate. They're all getting these awful cancers. So from a fiscal conservative perspective, right, we never like to spend money. And I never like to spend money. But for God's sake, these are heroes, and they shouldn't have to beg for health care ever in these kinds of cases. So Rand Paul blocking this, I don't know why he blocked it. Maybe there was wording in it. Again, this is a report that just came out, so I don't want to hammer him right now until I get his exact reasons as to why, right? It could be something within the words. It could be something that is, happening behind. So I don't know. I have to get that, but I don't have that in front of me here anyway. But I did want to talk for a couple minutes about this anti-ICE protest. They pulled down the American flag. They raised the Mexico flag. There's actually a report, or there's a bunch of folks out there in Denver who are now saying, well, apparently now the Mexican flag has replaced the Colorado state flag, and people are going crazy as far as this goes. But authorities in Colorado restored the American flag to its place Friday evening after protesters demonstrated outside the U.S. Immigration and Customs facility. They pulled down the Star Spangled Banner and flew the flag of Mexico in its place. Nothing bothers me more than these kinds of acts when you pull down the American flag and then put something up in its place. You're not protesting America in that case. You're promoting Mexico. It's like a conquering move. It's like you're invading, and that's exactly what's happening in some of these situations. And by the way, these ICE facilities, these detention facilities. I had a gentleman on today. He was fabulous, eloquent, well-spoken. He spent some time at a detention center in Pennsylvania. Now, me and him didn't agree necessarily. I mean, he was there. He told me it was essentially a prison is where they were holding these folks. And, you know, he said the conditions were that of a prison. Here's the issue, guys. When you have record numbers of people coming across the border, and you don't have the facilities to house them. We don't have enough beds to take care of all these people. We're not just going to release them into the public without some kind of a conversation, a sit down, some research, some background checks on these folks. We got to find out if they're dangerous, if you know they're going to be an issue. So where do you want to put them? If they're overwhelming the current system, we have to put them in places that there are space, and there are rooms, and there are beds, and there are toilets, and there's food. You can't build, let's say, a detention, like a camp, because people will think that's a terrible thing, outside camp with tents, that's bad. You probably can't bring in a bunch of FEMA the things that they would put during a disaster, that probably it wouldn't work. And plus, you can't keep hundreds of thousands of people in one sort of, it's like it become like a ghetto, a slum. You can't do that either. What would the left like to do with these folks? There's never an answer for that. I don't know what to do with them all. I don't know. I mean, the original idea of building a wall to funnel them into legal ports of entry to process them, even that now may not work because there are so many. I know it's slowed down here in the last few weeks. It's not as many as it was before. Mexico supposedly is doing a better job of this. But for the folks who have gotten here or are still on their way here, there's no beds. There's no places for them to go. You want to fit all these folks with ankle bracelets and send them out into the country, into the United States, and you know when it's their time to have their actual hearing in front of a judge, have the beeper go off and have them come back? That's not going to work. Most of these people, if they're scheduled a hearing, they never come back. That's why there's certainly more than 11 million illegals living in the country. It's probably like 30 or more. But this story, where they raise a Mexican flag, it's just, it's criminal. Hundreds of protesters, they gathered in Aurora, Colorado, outside that facility that holds the illegal immigrants. The protest was part of the Lights for Liberty events, also dubbed the March to Close Concentration Camps. Again, called for the detention centers at the U.S.-Mexican border. Again, I'll ask in the most calm way possible. I'll try not to yell. I'll try not to get crazy. I'll try not to lose my place in my own brain. What do you want to do with everybody? Where would you like to put them? How would you like to process them? Right? The person I was talking to today was a kid going to college at UConn, getting a law degree. They put him to work. I'm sure that's happening across the country in other universities around the country doing the same exact thing. We don't have bodies to process all these folks. You want to throw more money at it? How much more do you want to throw at it? Another, what, $100 million? What do you want to do? How much more money? And what exactly is that money going to do? You're going to hire more judges? You're going to hire more people to process them? And what kind of paperwork are people coming to the border with when they're coming from Guatemala? How do we know who they are? How do we know what their situation is? And please, I'm not an ogre, right? I know Again, I have to say it over and over again, because if not, I'll get nasty emails calling me a horrible human being. I get it. If I were living in El Salvador, Guatemala, or wherever, I would try to get here too. Right? I think if I could get together with like-minded people in my own country, I would try to improve it first. That would probably be the first thing I do. But if that's impossible, okay. All right. I would probably try to move. Like, if where I am here in Connecticut became so outrageous to live, the taxes were so high, and we had no money and no food, okay, I probably would fight the government as best I could. And if that was impossible, I may find or look for greener pastures. Sure. I get it. But you can't expect the average everyday American citizen to continue to pick up all of the cost of all of this stuff. Yes, 7 billion people want to come to the United States. That won't work, ladies and gentlemen. It won't work. I know the left wants to think it will, but it won't work. So when you get instances like this, or when you get that lunatic who was shot and killed, the manifesto, the guy who was listening to AOC, and the Antifa firebombing in Tacoma, right? That guy who was shot dead, who's going to blow up this propane tank and a bunch of people with him, and the cop shot him dead. And he was listening to AOC and how she said they were all concentration camps. That's disgraceful. It's disgraceful. Anyway, all right, maybe we can change gears. I know immigration, we talk about immigration so much sometimes, people get tired of it. But, I mean, it is the number one topic. It is. We have to fix this, because if we've got 30 million people living here illegally in the shadows, it's just unsustainable. It will eat us away from the inside. All right, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience.
experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne not here tonight. My name is Lee Elsie. He will be back tomorrow night at, the second hour of the program, so make sure you tune in for that. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. I fill in for Wayne when he takes the day off or has something to do. I also have a whole hour, the first hour of the Thursday program, goes to yours truly, so it's always a lot of fun. You can call in 833-WAR-TALK. You can go to LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. If you want to chat about something that I've been talking about, or if you want to chat about something completely different, whatever it is that's on your mind. So I got a break from politics for just a couple of minutes. I know this has been talked about a little bit, but I find it fun. So as of right now, there are 1 million people signed up to storm Area 51 in search of secrets. Should everything go according to plan, more than 500,000 strangers will gather in a remote Nevada town in mid-September, united by one common goal: raid Area 51. And they want to do it in the wee hours of the morning, using a strength in numbers approach to reveal whether or not any extraterrestrial treasures are stashed in the ultra-secret facility. So, again, by Friday of last week, there was 500,000. Now, or the week before, there were 500,000. Now there's up to 1 million people who are signed in. Now, some folks are probably signing on as a joke, but you know there are some antenna wearers out there. There are some guys with the tinfoil hats on who are amped up and ready to storm Area 51, right? They're taking a stance like, if we get enough people, they can't stop us. There's just not enough bullets. They're willing to risk their lives to see what's in Area 51. Now, do I think there's something in Area 51? Well, my guess is because now it's become so famous, if there was anything in there, they probably moved it. Do I think that there are spaceships somewhere in some vault that the United States has control over? I mean, maybe. I wouldn't bet against that. I think that's definitely possible. I could see that actually being the case. I mean, I would be, again, we have to be realistic. There's definitely life in other solar systems and other galaxies. We've talked about that a million different times. But this event, again, planned for September 20th, an hour's drive out of Las Vegas, apparently, is where they're, you know, going to have this thing. Obviously, they're going to start like a ways away, I guess, from Area 51 and kind of march in, sort of like, you know, the old English, you know, the army, the redcoats be coming to storm the facility. Anyway, I guess they spoke with the Washington Post on Friday afternoon. U.S. Air Force spokesman Laura McAndrew said officials were aware of the Facebook event, could not elaborate on specific plans or security procedures or protocol. She did, however, say it's a warning. If they're trying to push their luck with us, they're not going to end up very lucky in the end. Area 51 is an open training range for U.S. Air Force, and they would discourage anyone trying to breach the walls. So, in 2017, the Pentagon confirmed the existence of a $22 million government program to analyze aerospace threats. $22 million is chump change, by the way. The area around Area 51 is a popular tourist destination with all kinds of themed-based parks and hotels and restaurants with little green people in them. So, anyway, if you're so inclined, check that out. Fly out to Vegas. Fly out to Area 51 and be part of the invasion, as they'll do that in September. Hey, why has the University of Delaware sealed Joe Biden's Senate records? And why would they do that? As long as he's in public life, they're making it pretty much impossible to unearth his correspondence with other senators. The University of Delaware, again, is keeping a trove of documents and information about the former vice president under wraps, under a policy that will shield it throughout his presidential campaign and potentially beyond. Biden donated, again, the trove of his Senate records to the University of Delaware 8 years ago, and nobody, I guess, can see them. Had he retired and ended his career, scholars might now be sifting through them, but the school appears to have modified the terms of the release. I don't understand. First of all, it must be pretty easy to get your college transcripts sealed because Obama did it, and now Biden has some stuff sealed with the University of Delaware. It's a little bit different, but I mean, can I seal my records? I don't know if I want anybody looking at my grades, right? Certainly, probably, you know, not a couple of the classes that I took. I mean, let's say I want to run for president. Can I seal my records at Old Dominion? Can I seal my records at Clemson? Can I, you know, get that sort of brushed under the carpet? Who wants to know what I got in anatomy and physiology? I didn't do well, I'll tell you that. I tell you, I didn't take home ec in college, right? I remember anatomy and physiology. It was impossible to pass that class because it was filled with nurses. That wasn't happening. All right. My name is Lee Elsie, ladies and gentlemen. My email address is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. The number here is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I'd love to hear from you. We've got a lot to get to, all kinds of stuff going on. We got Bill O'Reilly. We'll chat with Bill O'Reilly. I won't, but we'll have a conversation. Somebody will with Bill O'Reilly after the top of the hour. I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd stick around. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Cancel.